Lydia is gone this many a year, by Lizette Woodworth Reese. Read for LibriVox.org by Diana Meilinger in May 2010. Lydia is gone this many a year, yet when the lilacs stir, in the old gardens far or near, the house is full of her. They climb the twisted chamber stair, her picture haunts the room, on the carved shelf beneath it there, they heap the purple bloom. A ghost so long has Lydia been, her cloak upon the wall, broidered and gilt and faded green, seems not her cloak at all. The book, the box on mantel laid, the shells in a pale row, are those of some dim little maid, a thousand years ago. And yet the house is full of her, she goes and comes again, and longings thrill, and memories stir, like lilacs in the rain. Out in their yards the neighbors walk, among the blossoms tall, of Anne, of Phyllis, do they talk, of Lydia, not at all. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Lydia is Gone This Many a Year by Lizette Woodworth Reese, read for LibriVox.org by David Goldfarb. Lydia is gone this many a year, yet when the lilacs stir, in the old gardens far or near, the house is full of her. They climb the twisted chamber stair, her picture haunts the room. On the carved shelf beneath it there, they heap the purple bloom. A ghost so long has Lydia been, her cloak upon the wall, broidered and gilt and faded green, seems not her cloak at all. The book, the box on mantel laid, the shells in a pale row, are those of some dim little maid, a thousand years ago. And yet the house is full of her, she goes and comes again, and longings thrill and memories stir like lilacs in the rain. Out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?